Well, you might know the fireplace terms. I don't know. The smoke goes up through the
chimney.
Okay. And in front of the fireplace, do you know the part that comes out? That might be brick.
Hearth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. And do you know what they call the things that they set the wood across in the fireplace?
No.
The old-fashioned names are dog irons and fire dogs, and then the modern name is andirons. You know any of those?
No.
Okay. I don't expect you to know these old-fashioned terms, so just tell me when you're done. Then what do you call that place above the fireplace where you might set the clock?
The mantel.
Any other name for that?
Mantelpiece. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you ever say mantelpiece, or do your parents?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call the great big piece of wood that burns a long time?
Log.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about little bitty pieces of wood to start the fire?
Kindling.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
Twigs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the black stuff that forms up in the chimney?
Soot.
Mm-hmm. And what's left when the fire burns down?
Ashes.
Yeah. What color are they?
Black.
Okay. Are they ever this color?
Yeah, they're white and black.
Okay, fine. And what is the thing you're sitting in called?
Chair.
Suppose it were about twice as, or three times as long as that. It's
a sofa.
All right. Any other name for sofa?
Couch.
Anything else? Any old-fashioned name? Davenport, Davenette, Settee.
Settee, I guess.
Have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard that.
How about for just two people?
Love seat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what would you call a piece of furniture in a bedroom with drawers in it?
A dresser.
Does that have a mirror?
Yes.
What would you call one that didn't have a mirror?
Just drawers. Chest of drawers.
All right. Did you ever see a piece of furniture? This is an old-fashioned type that had doors and then space for hanging, and it might have drawers at the bottom.
Yes.
What would you call that?
Let's see. I don't know.
Well, terms that it's called sometimes are chiffonrobe or chiffonier or wardrobe.
Wardrobe.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then all the things in a room are the, you know, the chairs and the tables and all that.
The furniture.
Yeah. And the things that hang at the windows in some houses that you pull down.
The shades.
Mm-hmm. And what are the things with the slats, the metal slats?
The,
open and close like that,
yeah,
and go up and down.
Blinds, yeah, but you finish the blinds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the thing that in most houses where you hang your clothes is a
closet.
Mm-hmm. And in many houses, there is a space between the ceiling and the top.
An attic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you call a little room off the kitchen to store canned goods in?
Cupboard? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know the word pantry?
Yeah, pantry.
Pardon?
Yes.
I need to hear you say it.
Pantry.
Okay. Because it has to be in your voice so that I can transcribe it in your voice. What would you call a lot of old worthless stuff that you're going to throw away?
Junk.
And what would you call a room in your house where you might keep all that? You'll just throw that in the what room? Where would you put junk?
We would put it in our basement and in our back porch.
Okay, that'll do. And what do you say a woman, speaking of housework, what she does every morning? She does the
housework.
Anything else for that?
No.
Chores?
No.
Okay. And then the thing that she would sweep with by hand is
a broom.
And if the broom were sitting in the corner, and the door were open so that you couldn't see the broom, and I said, "Where's the broom?" you would say, "It's
in the corner behind the door."
That's it.